Now, it's time for the Varsity Radio Show. Here's your host, Seth Henniger.
What's up? Welcome to the Varsity. We're so glad that you're here. It is a fantastic day. Fall is upon us.
It feels like fall outside today.
Fall is upon us. And you know what makes the Varsity great? I always think this is the people that I get to sit in the room with every time. And I'm super excited. It's been a while. But one of the Varsity favorites, my good friend Kel Colvin. How are you, man?
Doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. It's happy to be here.
Living the dream.
Living the dream
mm-hmm. over here. He was named after a race car driver. Just learned that. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also in the studio, and I don't know if you saw this, Steven, but I just went and took my kids to the Paw Patrol movie.
Nice.
Last week.
How was it?
It was great.
Good.
I actually enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, I got a 4 and 6 year old boy, so right. It was down their alley. But they premiered a movie they're about to show, and I thought of you, Steven.
I know exactly what movie you're talking about.
And,
it's called Wonka.
It is called Wonka.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, that's my man Steven right there. They're making a movie about
it. Did you see who the Oompa Loompa was?
That cracked me up.
Hugh Grant.
Is that, yeah. is that who
Oompa
it was?
Loompa. He's yeah. the Oompa Loompa.
Hilarious. They got him in a cage thing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the premiere thing. I'm like, I want to go see that.
And once
that
they start dancing, they can't stop, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's okay. Fantastic. But, I mean, it was a great thing, but I was thinking of Steven.
Yeah.
The Willy Wonka of radio. How are you, Steven?
I'm doing all right, man. Coming off a week-long vacation, went down to Gulf Shores.
Come on.
Somebody flipped the switch, and it turned into fall, and it got cold all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Luckily, we were staying at the Pirates Cove RV Resort.
Arr!
And they had an indoor pool.
Like, arr!
So, we're good. Oh, and my daughter, Grace.
Arr!
My daughter's becoming a little bit of a pool shark now, too, because they had billiards in the clubhouse, man. 3 tables. It was free to play.
You need to teach her real good and just let her start taking grown men's money.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's eventually where we're going to end up.
That's the goal. Yeah, you got to have one.
That's right.
You know, we're super excited because we are going to have Asbury in the studio today. We're going to have Blake Hillis and James Lopez Riaz. They will be here in the studio. It's going to be a great day. And we are going to get started. But everything that happens here doesn't just happen on the radio. We happen on all your social medias, and we want you to follow us over there after we tell you about the fuel of the bar. Oh, yeah, there's the socials. Facebook is at Varsity Radio Show. Here we go. Facebook and Instagram at Varsity Radio Show. X or Twitter at Varsity 885. TikTok Varsity Radio Show. YouTube Varsity Radio Show 885. And podcast everywhere. Also, you may be watching us on Horizon Communications right now. We are so glad to be a part of your day. Hey, we want to tell you about Charburger.
Charburger.
My boy Kel got to eat a Wildcat burger with bacon and cheese.
First time I've ever had one. It was unbelievable.
Isn't
really great.
Good?
Yeah, it was good stuff, man.
It is really a good burger, and I love it. I get there. I become friends with the people there. They're amazing. They're the home of the famous char-grilled Wildcat burger, Philly cheesesteak, jumbo crispy onion rings. And Kel, I don't know if you've been here, but this is in your backyard. B&B Video Games.
That's right. It's not far from our house, actually. I've not been there. I've seen it, though.
It is a fun place. It's got an 80s-style arcade in the back, a local video game retail store in the front. And it's by Pizza Hut, as every 80s thing should be.
Yeah, it's got to have pizza.
Steven, if you could dress up as anything, what would you do, man?
That's a really good question.
I think it is. I mean, we're in that time of season.
Okay, so if we're going for the more technical side of things,
yes.
I'd say maybe I'd go as Edward Scissorhands because of the really long fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of the scissor hands.
Exactly. That's got to be a nightmare, though. Could you imagine having scissors for fingers?
That would be terrible.
You're hard to brush your teeth.
How about, let's not even go how you got to go to the bathroom.
I mean, this is a bad day. It cuts hair, though.
It's a bad day.
I do think you really excel if you were, maybe if you were a crafter, if you were doing crafting.
Like you were made for it.
Yeah.
It's a good day. But that would be rough. Mm-hmm. It would be really rough.
It would be. How about you, Seth? What would you dress up as?
You know, I'd probably go as what I've always done every time that I have, is Batman. And I love Batman. I hate his backstory. Like, I don't like everybody got wiped out. But I love Batman. So, you know, he does have a sad lot, but he's a really cool superhero.
He's not really a superhero. I'm sorry.
Well.
He can just afford good things.
Okay.
Gadgets.
He's a very good martial artist.
He's a very good, yeah.
See, that's what I like about him, though. Like, he doesn't have
superpowers. He's just your average down-to-earth billionaire.
Yeah. So he's like a superhero who's not a superhero.
Yeah, but you choose to spend your life
in service of others.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I got you.
So he's just a hero.
He's got really cool cars and gadgets,
okay,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah,
I can see that. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those are great.
But Kale, what would you dress up as?
Man, I have no idea. It's been a minute since I dressed up in a full costume.
Yeah. I want to see Steven as Wonka.
Back in the day, I used to dress up as Matt Foley, the motivational speaker from Saturday Night Live.
Down by the river!
I've done that a few times.
Can you pull up a video of that? I'm not... That sounds hilarious. I want to see the motivational speaker, though.
It was from like the late 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a Chris Farley bit.
The
family brings him in to motivate the kids to be better, and he's a motivational speaker, but as it turns out, he's just living in a van down by the river, and so the whole bit is that he really just wants to move into the house. And
yeah.
It's got David Spade and Christina Applegate in it.
That's hilarious. That sounds hilarious. So, Candy, how's my friend Candy?
Doing good.
The incredible, the fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you busy?
Sorry, I had a call coming in. I'll call him back in just a second.
That's right. Tell him I've got more important things.
Jamie's important.
I'm just joking. Jamie Strange.
Jamie Strange, yeah.
Jamie, she picked us.
They won. And only.
I like Jamie Strange.
I know. He's a good guy.
He's fantastic.
Love him, love him. Got the best personality, too. He's so funny.
He is a funny guy. He is.
Yep.
How's G-Money?
He's good. He's over there in his office working away.
Every time I think about playing golf, I think of G-Money.
Oh yeah,
don't ever bet against G-Money.
I don't play much
don't
golf, so there's no worry.
Me either.
G-Money,
huh?
Don't play at Top Golf with G-Money either.
Hit like a 300-yarder there. Yeah. Like he's an older guy, and he just started welling on him.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
good.
I'm embarrassed to stand by you right now. He's like, you want to play? I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, no. No.
I remember the first time I went to Top Golf and he was playing, and I was like, holy smokes, he's good.
Yeah, that's understatement of the century.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so how are you guys doing?
We are good because we're talking to you.
Perfect.
So if you could dress up as anything or be any character, who would you be, Candy? This is important to our conversation right now.
These are the hard-hitting facts we're trying to get to the bottom of on this show.
Wow. About 40 seconds. I've never thought about it.
I'm just wondering.
I've never thought about it. I'm like,
This is your moment.
I said Edward Scissorhands because
that would be
fingers.
Terrible.
That would be fun. Yeah. I feel like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth wants to be Batman.
I want to be Batman.
Mm-hmm. Kale, which one did you say, Kale?
Matt Foley.
Oh, that's right.
The motivational speaker.
Yes, down by the river.
I'm not a big movie person. I don't like going to the movies. I don't watch a lot of movies on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, keep thinking about it. We're about to hit air, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect.
Hold on. Here we go.
The FCA moment of the week.
Here we are with Candy Armstrong. She is fantastic. She makes this show so much better. And me and Kel, we're asking her some really hard questions, and
that one was hard. Easy for most.
You still haven't given us an answer, but
I don't have an answer. I don't know what that would be.
The answer is if you could be
dressed up as anybody,
or play any part on TV. I'm throwing that in there. Who would you be? Think about that, because we're gonna talk.
Ooh. I would like to be a game show host.
Hey!
That'll work.
That's
That'll
good.
Work.
Which
That'll
game work. Show?
Yeah, which one?
The Million Dollar Pyramid. That's good. That's one.
Million Dollar Pyramid.
That would be fun to do.
That's a good one.
America Says. That's a good
one. I love
one.
That.
How about being Vanna White on...
I think Pat's retiring.
He is.
So there's actually a vacancy there.
Retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she's not, but he is.
Yeah. I forgot who his replacement was.
Ryan Seacrest.
Wow.
I know, right?
Is it really?
Vanna signed on to stay, but Ryan Seacrest is going to be doing it.
There you go.
He's not got much going on. It makes sense.
That's
He's not got much going for him.
That was good. It's good.
Wasn't he doing the live with Kelly Ripa and him?
But now Kelly's in, her husband's on there now.
Yep.
Okay.
Mark or whatever his name is.
He got booted.
Or did he get booted? Well,
I actually met on my children. Yeah. They actually met on a soap opera, All My Children.
Yeah, hey. I did know that.
Huh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Man,
she
okay.
Young too. I remember my mom used to watch that. It was like an everyday thing, 12 o'clock. And that was, yeah, but Kelly Ripa, she was like a runaway wild child on that. Her character was on there.
Who knew?
Yeah. Anyway,
so, hey, we're giving you the hard-hitting facts before we hear about FCA. Talk to us,
Candy.
The
most important stuff.
Yeah.
Right now. FCA, well, I mean, yes.
You becoming a game show host is pretty important, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. You have the question, I give you the answer. But no, we have got a lot of cool stuff going on with Northeast Alabama FCA. Our Iron Bowl prayer breakfast is now less than a month away.
Nice.
So we will be going to Madison West, first time since COVID. We're actually going to Asbury. That's on November the 14th at 6:45. We will be in Coleman the following day, on Wednesday, November the 15th at First Baptist in Coleman. Then on Thursday, we will be there with you guys at Gunnersville High School.
What?
And that's going to be at 6 o'clock on November the 16th. And then Friday, we will wrap up the Iron Bowl tour. And that's going to be Friday, November the 17th, 6:45 at First Baptist here in Huntsville. And we released last week, started sending out emails, posting on social media, Black Friday Camp Special. Camp dates have been set. Nice. Registration for camp will open on Friday, November the 24th. We've had a lot of people that has received that information asking, hey, can we go ahead and sign up now? Unfortunately not. Registration has not been set up through home office yet, but it will be available and open to the public on November the 24th, Black Friday. Cost will be $175 at that time for the campers. That's a $50 savings. But a camp date, a camp's going to be good. But it's got all the dates. All this stuff is on our social media. We've got coaches' breakfast and coaches' huddles going on all across the area. We've got Coleman County. I think Jamie's going to be in Marshall County on Thursday, but we'll be in Coleman, Blount, Jackson. We covered the five areas, and we've got coaches' breakfast and huddles going on in all of those areas right now.
Wow.
Fields of Faith had a lot of Fields of Faith. Last Wednesday, the 11th, was National Fields of Faith. Scottsboro, over in Jackson County, they had over 500 to attend their Fields of Faith last Wednesday night. It was absolutely amazing. Coach Spouse weekend's coming up, Martin Luther King weekend. That's going to be January the 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's going to be a new location this year, AC Marriott. But all of this information is on our website at northalabamafca.org. Check it out. Pricing's on there. Dates. And, yeah, so we are full swing. Lots of cool stuff going on.
Love it.
Exciting, exciting. Yes. Love it.
FCA is always the place to be.
It is.
So good.
If anybody out there, if they want to volunteer for some of our events that may be coming up, Iron Bowl prayer breakfasts are huge, and we have anywhere from 300 to 500 students plus adults. It's in a community event, so it is not just for schools.
Yeah,
anybody can attend. Grandparents, it doesn't matter. Anybody and everybody is welcome to attend. One or all of those locations, depending on what you want to travel. Tickets are $10 a piece. And those you just, those you can purchase them that day, or you can contact our office at 256-509-3692, and we can make arrangements to get tickets to you. But just lots of cool, fun stuff. If you want to volunteer, call that number, 256-509-3692, and we'll hook you up.
Miss Candy will put you to work.
Yes.
She will put you to work.
The more the merrier. We love it. And we need people hands on because it's a lot.
Well, Candy, we are always just so honored to get to spend time with you every week. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Y'all take care. Be careful.
Have a great day.
How are we doing?
Thanks. Y'all too. Bye.
Well, I saw this headline.
Yeah.
And I thought that it would really pique your interest.
Yes.
Because, it involves your most favorite basketball
Michael
player.
Jordan.
Yeah. Did you know
Kel, he's the
this?
Best.
Michael Jordan becomes first pro athlete on Forbes 400 list.
I did not, but it doesn't surprise me.
His net worth is now $3 billion with a B dollars.
Also, in me and Kale's world, how many kids do we see wearing Jordans?
I mean, all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
So many.
$3
billion. Yeah. $3 billion worth of Michael Jordans.
It's a lot of tennis shoes.
Well, it's not just the shoes.
Oh, I know. But that's,
it's all the endorsements.
It's a lot of endorsements in general.
It's a lot of stuff.
You know, he's created his own brand to the point that schools are picking that up instead of Nike and Under Armour. Mm-hmm.
As much as the others, yeah.
It's a cooler logo.
It is a better logo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's him dunking, which is fantastic.
Right?
I would not be offended if Alabama went over to the Jordan logo. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't think Nike would ever let them. Even though those are kind of the same brand, they're not.
Yeah,
I don't
think
you're going to see it happen.
Yeah.
And what's the deal with Mercedes? Because Mercedes has been a sponsor for a while too, haven't they? Because I always notice the Mercedes logo on the mic flag whenever Saban does a...
He owns his own one or two dealerships himself, I think.
His own Mercedes ones.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
He built one in Birmingham.
Yeah, he's one of the big Birmingham ones. He may be more than one, but I know he's got at least one.
Well, since we're talking about him, we might as well hear from him.
I love when you do this. Go ahead.
I don't know if you've seen him do his like little pep talks. Sometimes he does for the media. But
sometimes I get fired up. But yeah.
Well,
sometimes they make me laugh.
Here you go.
Okay, y'all ready for a lecture? Talk about the importance of nothing. You get up every day. You're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So, nothing is acceptable but your best. So we need to be, everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best so that you can build on positive performance so that, and that's the only thing, there should be nothing else, all right, but that, you know, for everybody. So that's what we have to stay focused on. That's what we need to do. And you know, we got rained out today, so we had to go inside, and we need to not accept anything but our best in terms of what we're doing in preparation.
There it is.
He's tremendous.
It doesn't really lift my spirit.
No. Well, lately he's been really funny. Have you noticed that?
He really
he's
getting
year?
Soft in his older age.
But he's hilarious.
Have you ever? This has nothing to do with his lecture just then. But have you ever heard him when they'll occasionally ask him how old the Coke is? This is there.
No.
So this was several years ago now, and it's probably like 2010, 12, 13, something like that. And I don't know if they asked him what it was, but maybe it got knocked over and the Coke had expired in like 2008 because he don't ever open it. So it's just a prop. He'll drink the water, but the Coke is a prop. And so for a while they would check and see how old the Coke actually was.
That's funny.
Because it had never been used.
Wow.
That I didn't know.
And I think about that every now and then.
That's actually funny.
Getting better with age.
Yeah.
All right, 10 seconds, guys.
Not Coke.
We'll hit an ID. You ever tried one that's 10 years old?
No.
It's a vintage. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of don't want.
A little vintage. ID.
88.5 JFN is WJIA Guntersville. Streaming online at 88.5JFM.com. The Clutch Moment.
Hey, today I want to talk to you about phobias, right? Kel, what are you afraid of?
You know, when you sent me this earlier today, I started thinking about that.
What do you have a phobia
for the most part, I'm not afraid of the dark anymore.
Yeah.
But the one I seen the other day, and I'm not in this situation a lot, so it's not a big deal, but it was a guy, what is it called, spelunking?
Yes.
And they were caving, and they were in one of the, it was just this little space, and he could just move his toes. And I just watching the video gave me a tremendous amount of anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
claustrophobia?
I'm not really claustrophobic in normal life, but I think if you put me in a cave, I think I'm going to be quickly claustrophobic.
Yes. Yeah. I have been in that situation before.
In a cave, in a
tight space.
Mm-mm. He couldn't go forwards. He couldn't go backwards. He only go forwards. And I don't know.
No, I don't like that feeling.
Give me Gave anxiety. Me a lot of anxiety for him, and even though I felt like he got out since he had the video to prove it, but
yeah,
that was tough.
Steven, what's your phobia? What's
my phobia?
Yeah.
Oh man, I haven't even thought about this, but I'm putting little
uncomfortable
video up
yeah,
here.
See,
he's trying to torment you.
You know, look, like his shoes don't even go in there, and it's kind of
like buried alive, is what it says.
And he's doing that by choice, I hope.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, you can't get out of those spots.
No.
Oh,
no.
He was.
You get stuck.
He was legit
stuck.
Buried alive.
It's crazy.
It's just
no thank you.
So I don't like tight spots either.
Yeah, it's a skill set I don't have.
It's one I don't want.
Yeah.
That would be intense. So is that what yours is, Steven? You know,
that'd definitely be up there for sure. I'm not a fan of heights either. But I'll fly. It's not a big deal, but I don't know. A few things. I've overcome most of my fears, I think.
Yeah.
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 Mine, how about you? What's yours?
Mine. And y'all are going to laugh at me. It's okay.
Clowns. It's clowns.
No.
It?
Oh. It's public speaking.
No. It is not one of mine.
Doctors? Which, dentists?
It is actually roller coasters.
What?
I know.
Really?
And I have had a fear of them my whole life. And I've only been on a few of them.
So, like, let's also say, like, fear to the extent you've never even tried it, or you did it and you knew that wasn't your...
I've tried it. I've never done one of those that flips upside down. My parents have theories. They think my ADHD and overdrive actually makes it where I don't want to be. But my parents are not big thrill park people, but my wife, she is. And she made fun of me, Kel. We went to Dollywood, and she came. She rides all the roller coasters, and she came out, and she said, "Did you see that six-year-old that sat beside me and rode the roller coaster, but you wouldn't?" I'm like, it's okay.
Those rickety ones are the most fun.
I know who I am.
Yeah.
I know who I am.
The biggest chance of death you have, the more fun they are.
Right? And there is a chance, I would just like to say. I've heard quite more stories of those things breaking down lately.
Right.
So there you go.
Get this, they don't even have the tick, 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 tick as you go up anymore. Wow. They're getting rid of the chain drives, and they're putting in these magnetic drives, so it's smooth all the way up.
Okay.
There's something about that tick, 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 tick that I just love.
It's terrifying.
So. Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it's almost like a countdown clock.
Exactly.
You kind of know.
I'm about to die. Yeah.
This is it.
Anyway, fear is something that unfortunately occurs in all of our lives, so... Often it is fear that keeps us from some of our greatest victories and biggest accomplishments. I've in fact learned in my spiritual walk, though, that fear is to the kingdom of hell what faith is to the kingdom of heaven. It is literally the fuel that the enemy uses to dominate your life. I really believe that the enemy uses fear. Or you're not good enough. You don't have it together. We've heard those things.
Yeah, definitely.
We've heard those statements from the enemy, or as we call the chatterbox in our head, or whatever. And I'm not talking about our phobias of tight spaces and stuff like that. But those are legitimate good fear.
Yeah.
But what I am talking about is if the enemy can paralyze you, he will. Because then if you're paralyzed, then you're useless. So how do I overcome phobias in my life? And we're going to go through this real quick. The first thing I want to say is the devil wants us to be afraid of something that can't even hurt us. And there's this scripture, Kel, and I know you've read it a million times in 1 Peter 5:8 that says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy. So yes, the devil's a great enemy, but here's what I want to talk about. He prowls around like a roaring lion.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for someone to devour, and I stopped on that lock.
I noticed that
on purpose.
I think I know why. Yeah,
because he is like, he is not the. You know,
it's good.
Jesus is the
right
lion, right? The lion of Judah. The enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion. He wants to be a imitation of. He wants to bring fear to our lives, but he's only allowed to bring fear if we allow him. So my question to you is, what are some ways the enemy brings fear into your life?
Well, my life, or just in general, the one I find the most common when I talk to students, when I talk to adults, is doubt.
Yeah.
Whether it's in their own ability, whether it's in, you know, how strong their faith is, or how bold their witness is, all of those things is they doubt their ability to go through and live the life they're called to live. right? Yeah. And I think that's the predominant one, is because if you doubt it, you're not likely to try it or push yourself or stretch your faith or any of those things. And I that's the one that I just brought it to me the most.
Yeah.
In everyday life.
And I think at the end of our lives, Kale, we're not going to be too disappointed in what we did. I think we're going to be extremely disappointed in the things we didn't try, the things we didn't do,
the opportunities we didn't take.
Yeah. And I do think, you know, towards the end, that's what we're going to think about.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to talk about is we must change our thoughts and remember the faithfulness of God. If we want to overcome fear, I say this, and I think you can agree, every sin and every action we've ever taken in our life started as a thought. Right?
Yeah.
Every single one.
Right.
And 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 says, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and destroy the false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. And this is it. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ.
Good.
See, your life will always move in the direction of your most dominant thought.
100%.
Always. Always. So, Kel, how does the ability to change our thoughts often help us win the battlefield of our mind?
Well, you know, and I talked to somebody about this yesterday, actually, is, you know, they were struggling with some stuff, and I said, you know, when you know, it's the take every thought captive concept, right?
Right.
When you take it captive, you have control then over that thing, or replace every negative or sinful or tempting thoughts you have with something that you know, with scripture, with worship songs, with prayer, or with an experience that God's done in your life. You mentioned earlier, remembering the faithfulness of God in our lives, right? And I talk about this a lot, like when we're coming home from summer camp or we have a really great service, is in 2 or 3 days, the devil, your mind, whatever, is going to tell you what you experienced here wasn't as special as it was.
Absolutely.
That God didn't do what you think he did here.
And he did.
It was a moment or whatever, but that it is real.
Yes.
And that's where, you know, and when we win that battle of saying what God's done in the past, he'll do in the future.
Yes.
And where God's been faithful in the past, he'll be faithful in the future.
That's good.
When we begin to do that, then honestly, the battles become different.
Yeah.
Because we're not really fighting that battle anymore. Now we're just believing in the faithfulness of God.
That's good.
For what he's, knowing what he's done is what he will do.
He's already proved himself.
Right. Like he's trustworthy. And so, you know, that's something we talk about a lot, of replace every thought or take every thought captive, that concept.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, is what he's done, he will do. And the faithfulness is there. And what you've experienced with your walk with Jesus is true. It's real.
That's good.
It's there.
That's good. My last point is when we place our fears in God's hand, And I want you to get this. It's not on me. It's on him. You know, it's now on him. It's not on me.
Mm-hmm.
In Psalms 34, 4 through 5, it says, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow or shame will darken their faces. See, I think we put too much pressure on ourselves when in reality, if we actually truly put something in God's hands, God then becomes responsible for the results and not me.
Absolutely.
So, Kale, why is it important that we place our fears in God's hands?
To put it simply, John writes it, when we're weak, he is strong.
Amen.
Right? It's in our weakness that his strength is there. And so, when we place our fears, when you place our doubts, when we place our insecurities or whatever, and we say we're too weak to overcome this, we put it in the hands of the Creator, right?
Yeah.
Into the strong, into the most strength available to us, and you know, just like a child, when one of my kids cannot open, you know, a little yogurt pack or a pack of crackers, when they can't, I can. So they take it to something stronger than them, and when they hand it to me, it's in my hands.
That's good.
They no longer worry about it. They know I'm going to, you know, whatever it is. And so
it's on you.
It's the same concept. It's now in my yeah. Same thing for me. When I give things to God, I'm taking it out of my hands, and I'm saying, all right, you have the ability to move in this, to strengthen me or whatever.
So good.
And so I'm going to give it to you. And so it's out of my hands. It's in His. It's in much more capable hands, right?
Oh man, you nailed it. You nailed it. Hey, we're going to pray for you today, and we pray that God will help you overcome any fear in your life. God, we come to you now, And we pray, God, that you would help each and every person listening to my voice right now overcome the fear in their heart. God, realize that you can be in control of their phobia, that you can overtake and overcome any situation and give us peace and joy in the midst of our storm. Interfere in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.
What's the most common phobia out there?
I've heard public speaking and death.
You see those?
Public speaking and death.
My guess is spiders and snakes are way up there, too.
And I said roller coasters, but I hate snakes.
I probably encounter more roller coasters than I do snakes. So
Yeah. I'm just not a big fan of snakes. And they're slithery and they're nasty and they can eat me. Some of them.
I just, where you really big I don't ones. Know where you've... I don't think there's many of those snakes in Gunnersville. I think you're going to be pretty safe here.
Yeah.
On those.
They can poison me, though.
It's true.
I mean, I didn't say it was rational.
Yeah. I'm sure at the heart of a lot of phobias, they're irrational.
Yeah. So, what do you do? And so, like I said, the roller coaster one is definitely irrational. I mean, I'm not denying that.
Are you afraid? You're afraid you're not going to survive it? You don't like how it makes your stomach feel?
I don't like how it makes me feel.
Okay. I mean, I'm not a huge roller coaster person. But I wouldn't say I have a fear of it. I mean, I'd ride them. I've rode the ones that go upside down. I've done all that a couple of times. It's been a minute, but.
Yeah. I understand.
You afraid of flying?
No. I've flown over 100 times.
Okay.
There are moments. Well, yeah. Like when I was leaving Ecuador and I thought I was going to die.
Okay.
I think that was legit.
The first time I flew, I wasn't a fan. I was a little anxious and a little nervous. The uncertainty of it. Well, once the second, and it was only at night. It was late at night, and we were coming home from football games when I was at JSU. And so just the uncertainty of it. But the next time I flew was during the daytime, and that kind of eased all that up, and I felt good to go then.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife, she's actually listening. She said, "How are you going to throw me under the bus on the radio?" She did. She called me out. She called me out.
I mean, I don't know if she's throwing you under the bus. It's kind of your fault.
It was my fault. Yeah. I deserved it.
I think that was a fair criticism to ask why she had to ride with a six-year-old.
You know. Are they here? Yeah. Oh, good. I was like, where are y'all at? Anybody.
Oh, it was at Dollywood. You said that, right?
Yeah, we were at Dollywood.
So does Dollywood have a lot of roller coasters?
They got three or four or more. And this particular one, she's like, "You see that little kid? They rode it, but you didn't." You know.
I think the last time I was at Dollywood was probably 25 years ago, and it just wasn't quite the. I don't think roller coasters when I think Dollywood.
They do
have
them.
I feel like it's changed. I know it's changed a lot. Yeah.
And so Steven, I know you got some good stuff in that.
Yeah, of course.
Tank over there.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get started with that, I have been dying to share this story with my friend Kel because it's hilarious. Can we do the guy talking to the police department real quick? Because I think it's absolutely hilarious.
The guy talking to the police department.
Yeah, you know what? The ones up on the screen right there on the left. We top.
The comment section. Oh, yes, the Facebook post.
Yeah.
I was like, did I miss a video?
So, no, I found this story, and I thought it was absolutely amazing. I thought it was hilarious, and I thought, Steven's going to laugh at this. And then I knew Kel was coming, and I thought, he's going to really appreciate this. And it's the Richland, Washington Police Department, and it's a wanted Wednesday. Anthony Akers, 38, is wanted by the Department of Corrections for failure to comply, as you're about to watch. If you have any information, please call this.
It's all downhill from there.
Yeah. So then in the conversation right here, and it cracks me up, Anthony Akers, calm down, I'm going to turn myself in. And this is their reply. "Hey, Anthony. We haven't seen you yet. Our business hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Of course, if you need a ride, you can call non-emergency, and we'll pick you up." Right?
I didn't know that if you were wanted by the police, you had to go during office hours.
Right.
I thought you could probably just go. I thought there were kind of 24 hours on that,
right.
On that circumstances. Yeah.
Well, watch how this progresses. So, Anthony Akers, Richard, Washington Police Department, thank you. Tying up a couple of loose ends, since I will probably be in there for a month. Should be in there in the next 48 hours. Dylan Olson, has he turned himself in? This is 3 days later. Richland, Dylan, he has not.
I like how they're responding to random people.
This is hilarious. Anthony Akers, a man's word is all he's got sometimes, and it seems like you don't keep your word. It gets better. All right, Monday. Morose Monday. Dear Anthony, is it us? Last Wednesday, we reached out to you as wanted. You replied and even said you were going to turn yourself in. We waited, but you didn't show. After you stood us up, we reached out again, this time offering you a ride. You replied and said you needed 48 hours. The weekend came and went. We're beginning to think you're not coming. Please call us anytime and we will come to you. Anthony Akers.
Oh, that's a long one.
Dear RPD, it's not you, it's me. I obviously have commitment issues. I apologize for standing you up, but let me make it up to you. I will be there no later than lunchtime tomorrow. I know you have no reason to believe me after what I did to you, but I promise that if I don't make it on my own by lunchtime tomorrow, I'll call you for a ride to assist me with my commitment issues. Thank you in advance for your response. If you are patiently giving me another chance with us, I know I don't deserve it. P.S. You're beautiful.
I like that. P.S.
Josh Thorpe, I'm crying. Followed by, here we go. Here for our date, sweetheart.
At least he kept his word, right?
Steven, that was great.
That was good.
What do you think?
I'm impressed. I mean, I'm just glad he kept his word. You know, a man's word's all he's got.
That's all he's got, Steven.
That's right.
That, if you're going to jail, I think that's the way to do it.
He finally followed through. He didn't initially, but he got his stuff taken care of.
I thought it was hilarious.
I hope we get an update. I hope we hear about the
how's Anthony doing?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's arrested for failure to comply, which he did this whole
What is that emoji he chose?
It looks like he's mad.
I think that's the mad emoji.
Here for our date, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's like, I don't want to be here, but here I am.
Steven, that was great.
It was.
Didn't it make you feel warm and fuzzy inside?
Right.
And I saw this, Steven, the sea shanty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all remember the big mouth bass. I don't know if we can even... Can we even do this?
That's a really good question, because initially, no, we couldn't, because, I mean, it's straight up from Amazon Music, and so we couldn't, but I found some people singing a cappella, and I dubbed it, so...
You're fantastic.
We're gonna make it work.
Steven, you're a good man.
All right, man.
But what was it, Big Mouth Bass? Y'all remember that?
Was it the one on the wall?
Yes.
Was it Billy the Big Mouth Bass?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Well, the one that sings and
it could move, and the tail would...
Somebody smart like Steven
mm-hmm.
pulled this little thing off right here.
Alexa... Play Sea Shanty.
Wellerman, Sea Shanty by Nathan Evans on Amazon Music.
This was a ship that took to sea. The name of the ship was the Billy of Tea. The winds blew up her bow.
Pretty great.
Oh, it gets better.
Soon may the weather
be fine. No, that's awesome.
Sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leaving go. Soon may the weatherman comes and bring us sugar and
tea. Right? They hooked four of them up together with their Alexa.
How do you do that, Steven? You could do that. You're the only person I know that could actually make that. We need that right
behind,
here.
Yeah.
Right here.
For commercial breaks
I
and
want
different
that.
Things.
Steven, wow. We can have our fish sing all that. We live at the lake.
That's true.
We live at the lake. We can have the fish sing.
I think they would need to be wiring up a fish now.
Would there be, I guess, bass?
We can put it right beside our picture in the Oscar Mayer Wiener vehicle.
Which hasn't happened yet. But
it's going
we'll see.
To.
Yeah.
You have to admit, that was pretty impressive.
It was.
And one more before we bring the boys in.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you grew up in church without telling me you grew up in church.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about Kel for this one.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about?
It has to do with the band, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got this.
So.
See, I saw this week.
Yes, every Christian.
I What's the song? What is that song? I know it's
VeggieTales,
but what's the song?
Down the produce aisle.
Have we got a show for you?
Oh, is that the intro?
Yes.
VeggieTales.
I'm slightly older than VeggieTales, and my kids are slightly younger, so I didn't cross over into the world of VeggieTales as much.
The Veggieverse?
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling it, Veggieverse.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
It was good.
And so I think we should bring the guys in because we got more videos to show these guys, and we need to make them laugh. So, did you enjoy that, Cal?
That was awesome. Yeah. I don't think I'll be playing that.
I think you should do it this Wednesday in youth. I think it should happen.
I've got some band. We got some band members in our group. I might see if. I know we got trumpet.
I mean, guys.
We got tuba. So, hey guys. I mean, not tuba, but we got trombone.
I got something for you.
I don't know if we got the, whatever that is, the big tuba.
The baritone.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's what I actually played.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have one?
No.
You don't play on Sunday mornings or anything?
Never. I don't play anything anymore. I know that's sad. I wish I played the guitar. My dad bought me one. Used to sell to Gibson.
Yeah.
And Gibson made it in front of him, handed it to him.
Wow. You didn't even learn to play it?
I did for a little while, but I can play like two songs, and that's all I got. So, these guys.
If you just learn the right chords, that's all you can play every worship song.
You know, you play worship, don't you?
No, I don't.
I feel like you do.
Mm-mm.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Hey! Welcome to the party. Have a seat. How you doing, man? Good day?
Yes, sir.
All right. Enjoy the show.
All right, here we go. This is a little video. Just watch that screen in front of you, and we're going to play a little. I think I'm going to hit him hard right off the top.
Hit him hard, Steven.
This is Creepy
right
Dave.
Right in the face.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Creepy Dave before, but
yes.
He is amazing.
Have you seen?
Mm-hmm.
Today is my best favorite, so funny. Number one animal. It's called Bernadodargums. Bernadodargums have a really cool face. Lots of spikes, not for kisses. Sometimes they stare into space. Let me think about it. What if I had a better job? I have a job. It's just not a good one. They make Tic Tacs. It's not easy.
Make
it's a lot of work
Oh.
just to fill one little boxes. Sometimes I play it backwards and pretend it's a long-nosed dragon eating Tic Tacs. This is just pretend.
That's about the grossest thing I've ever seen.
I think little Timmy has a question. What's your question, little Timmy? Oh, wait, maybe you don't have a question. Anyway, as I said, Timmy, why you raise your hand? Oh, he's just pet his invisible pig. Listen, Timmy's a pretty good guy, but he's a little weird. Sure, Timmy, we see the pig. Oh, boy. If you see the target on, say thank you for the tiki-takis. And maybe tell them it's better to smell things first, you know, before you put your tongue on them. That's why they're best animal. Okay, bye. It's Creepy Dave.
Day's best animal.
Okay.
Now that you're thoroughly creeped out, like I am.
They make Tic Tacs. That's what they do. That's their job.
About that.
Oh, you know, I could have shown the other one.
You should show them the corgi.
Oh, I should show them the wombat.
The wombat.
That was
ever show the wombat again.
I don't remember wombat. The wombat one. I feel like I've seen all those. But
the wombat
that
is amazing.
Yeah. Can we see the corgis real quick?
The corgis.
You know what I'm talking about?
Was it something you sent me?
Yeah.
It is.
Corgi official.
Corgi official.
Yeah.
Corgi. What are they doing?
They're just barking at each other.
Oh.
In a very fun way.
Is that a spoiler?
They're Let me wearing, find it real quick.
They're wearing like Christmas attire on
They are
their head.
Wearing Christmas attire,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. Give me just a second.
You two. How are you?
Good.
What's the funniest thing you've seen lately? Don't tell me that. Don't tell me what we just showed you was the funniest. That disturbed me a little bit. Like the wombat. Don't ever watch the wombat. After this, I want to ask them if they could play this new sport, Steven.
Okay.
Give
me just a second. I'll have that video up
The
for
combat
you.
Sport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
after,
a lot of fun.
After the corgis.
That'll be good.
I like your jerseys, guys. Y'all both varsity? Yeah, here we go.
All right, let's pause this, bring it back, and we'll hit it.
Yeah, I enjoy this. This
dun, is... dun, dun.
Are they actually barking?
I don't know what
they're
doing.
Is that how corgis bark?
What is that, Steven?
It sounds like castanets.
What are they dressed up as?
Percussion instrument behind them.
One's a dragon, a Chinese dragon. That is amazing.
Yep.
You're welcome.
There it is.
Followed by the new sport. I just want to see if you guys think y'all could pull this off.
I think this would actually be a lot of fun.
I think if you could do it.
Yeah.
It would be amazing.
All right. Well, let's take a look and see.
Kale, tell me if you can do it. Parallel.
What is this? Oh, is it juggling? Combat juggling?
Yeah. Look at this. Joe Showers, Lava Benjaminson waiting on defense. This is ESPN sponsors this, by the way. Lock up the arm of Ben
Thompson on the right. So you're trying to knock them out of their hands?
Yeah.
Well, that's the best part right there.
Yeah. Where he just like pegs somebody.
You keep juggling and they lose.
I guess the person who keeps the most things to juggle.
You can steal from other people, it looks like. Okay. I think that's what's happening. They're trying to make you drop them.
Have y'all seen car jiu-jitsu?
No.
No?
There was one, and I don't know where I even saw the video, but it was like two guys sitting in the front seat of a car buckled up, and they say, go. And they just play car jiu-jitsu, but they're both in the front seat, and they're just fighting and trying to get each other unbuckled. And it's kind of, wow. I don't know if it's real or made up, but it was funny.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
You know, one thing I started watching here lately, and I never played it until we went on vacation, pickleball.
Yeah, how's that?
Pickleball is a lot of fun to watch. We had this
fun to play
birthday party. Well, it's fun to play too, but fun to watch even more. So on Sunday, Grace, my daughter, she had a birthday party to go to over in Albertville at the amphitheater, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Not outside. It was inside at the swimming pool. So they were there and they were doing the whole, you know, cut the cake, all that stuff. They were feeding the kids, and I thought, I'm gonna go down the hall and check this out, because in there where they have all the basketball courts,
yeah,
they had like 9 pickleball games going on at one time.
All the time there.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because it's people of all ages. Mm-hmm. Some people younger than me, some people way older than me, but to see them out there and they get into it. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about they can do that paddle just right to make the ball curve. It's nuts.
I've never seen it in person.
Yeah.
Or played it.
I've never stayed long enough to watch somebody play it. It's pretty neat. I feel like I need to.
It's a fast moving sport.
Pickleball.
Yeah. Pickleball. You know how it got its start?
No.
Back in 1965, there were two dads. They took their families on vacation. They were together. They stayed at this condo. Well, the dads, they went and they played golf. They came back. The kids, the wives were bored. They said, "We got nothing to do, Dad." And these dads went inside, found ping pong paddles. And you know those wiffle balls?
Yes.
Yeah. They found those and then they created the game, pickleball.
That's fantastic.
It's America's fastest growing sport.
I did know that. Yeah. How's it called pickleball, though?
I don't know.
That's solid.
If
solid
no pickles
were
involved.
Have you ever played pickleball?
No, I've never played it.
No.
You ever seen it played before?
No.
No? No. Oh.
I've never watched it or played it.
No?
It's like like big tennis. I mean, it's like big ping pong or miniature tennis.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's like in between ping pong and tennis.
Yeah, and the way you hold the paddle is weird, too. Like, when we played it on vacation, it's really deceiving, because when you are out there, you're thinking it's like a tennis court. Oh. So when you're holding the racket, you're thinking you got a tennis racket in your hand, but instead you got a glorified ping pong paddle.
Nice.
And so it's not near as long as you think it is. So you swing at it and you completely miss.
Will it become a high school, college, pro sport?
Yes, yeah, it will.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is.
As many people as I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I could have went pro probably playing that if I started that.
Listen to you, Kale.
That would have been the only chance.
Professional pickleballer.
Yeah.
Over here.
Now, do either of you guys?
You're the Michael Jordan
guests,
of pickleball.
Do y'all have pets? Dogs, cats, gerbils, chinchillas, anything like that?
Chinchillas.
Chinchillas, is that a common one?
Not common, but
it's pet. Awesome.
I mean, I think it'd be cool.
What pet do you have?
Bearded
chinchilla.
Dragon.
Yes, you do. I know somebody with a bearded dragon. She looks like Miss Frizz.
To make Tic Tacs.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Gross.
But guys, do y'all have dogs or cats?
I have one dog.
One dog? What's the dog's name?
Canela.
What?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon? Cool. Yes. What
cinnamon.
Kind of dog?
Nice.
And I have a cat and 3 baby kittens.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
All right. So cats and dogs.
Blake?
I have 2 dogs.
Yeah. Nice.
What are their names?
Julie and Maz.
All right. Hey, get up in that microphone a little
Julie
better.
And Maz.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. All right. So I wonder if your cats and your dogs, if they really get along all the time, or are they kind of at each other's throats? They like to play a little bit?
Cats and dogs,
they like to fight a lot.
A lot. Okay. Yeah. Could you imagine what they would actually be saying in the middle of those fights?
I would like to know that.
There's this guy who specializes in that. Here it is.
It's my favorite.
What you want? Stop! You shouldn't have dropped it out your mouth. It's mine now, clown. Get back. It's mine. You know you want it, huh? You want it? You want it? Stop, man. I'm having so much fun with your ball.
Get in there.
Stop. Mama said I'm in charge.
Time to wake up, fat boy. Wake
up. It's nap time.
Wake up.
Whoa, it's nap time.
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Ooh, what's that? What's that? You know I don't like scary stuff. Stop. Where you at? Where you at?
Where you at? There you go.
You gonna stop calling me fat?
There you go before I tell mama.
What you gonna tell mama?
Tell her you fat.
No, you ain't. You're gonna stop calling me because I whooped you.
Come on,
stop.
Baby.
You gonna scratch my eye out. Stop.
Get off.
Okay, I'll get
bring
down. Ooh, he hit me.
You had enough?
Okay.
You
okay,
had enough?
You choking me. There we go.
That's what I thought.
Hey, who bust for the best? Ooh, your butt stank. Your butt stank.
No, it don't, boy.
Smell mine. Smell mine.
I ain't smelling your butt.
Yeah, you know my butt smell better than yours. You know my butt smell better than yours.
Meow, meow.
Yeah, baby. Hey, don't put your tail on me. This got kitty little dust on it. Stop.
This is a free country. Stop. Cat got right. It's on you.
Y'all see him? Y'all, I keep telling him, don't. Hey,
it's about to touch you.
Don't even. Don't
it's about to touch you.
I see that. I see.
Ow! Don't be sniffing me.
No, you know what?
What?
I ain't playing now.
What keep, you gonna do then?
Keep your tail off of me. Keep your stinky tail off of me.
It's on you.
Hey, don't.
Don't smell me.
Don't even.
Don't even what?
I see it. I see it. Don't put it on me.
Boy, it ain't on
don't
you.
Put it. Ha! You missed.
I said it ain't on you.
Here we go, guys. You ready for air?
Yeah.
Let's do this thing and we will have some fun. Here we go.
The Varsity Athlete Interview.
We are here with Asbury Ram, Blake Hillis, and James Lopez Reyes. Did I say it right?
There.
I got it! I'm so excited to have you two with me. I want your funniest version of you, so you got this, right?
There.
You're so good. So, Blake, you're the quarterback?
I was the quarterback the first two games.
Okay. Awesome.
Like, I'm backup quarterback and starting receiver.
Nice. You got some really cool red hair, by the way. I like the spike. It's awesome. And James Lopez. So what do people usually call you?
James.
Awesome. So how long have you two been playing football?
I've been playing for like 8 years.
8 years?
Ever since Pee Wee.
Wow.
This is my first ever year playing.
First year.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What is your favorite thing about football?
Probably the games, like,
yeah,
just being in that, just being around that. It's just really fun and,
awesome.
And enjoyable.
Yeah, the contact.
The contact. I like to hit people.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. I like to hit people.
James, yeah. What position you play?
I'm a defensive tackle. I can play. Strong tackle, and I was center for about half the season.
Nice. So it's your first year playing. What made you decide to come out? Why now? I think it's awesome, but why?
He went hit.
You got to get rid of some aggression.
Well, the coach had asked me when I went to go pick up my schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went home and asked my brothers, I was like, should I play? And they're like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like,
why not? I got you.
Yeah.
Are you glad you did?
Mm-hmm.
What's been the best thing that happened from you doing that?
Made new friends.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's a highlight from the season for you guys? A game, a pep rally, a moment of play. What happened?
Probably the Brindley Mountain game when we won.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
How'd that feel?
It felt really good.
Yeah, it felt great.
Y'all dominated that game, didn't you?
Yeah, our senior quarterback, he got player of the week that week.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's tremendous. And so you like to hit people.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your practices. What do you like the most? What do you like the least?
I like the most when we do, like, Oklahoma's.
Explain that. Just for like, us common people.
We do different kind of Oklahomas. Like, sometimes we do, like, there's two linemen against each other, then a linebacker, then a running back. Then we do, well, there's somebody with the ball, then somebody on defense, and they're laying on their back. And when the whistle blows, you get up and hit each other.
Yeah.
Then my least favorite is probably when we have to do, like, team defense and team offense, like, just, like, how long we do it and how they just keep on explaining.
So yeah.
Like, it's good for us, but, like, it's probably my least favorite part about the practices.
James?
My favorite thing would probably be just anything that involves hitting each other.
Who y'all got coming up this week?
James, don't get mad at me over here. I don't need anybody taking me out of this seat.
Who you got coming up this week?
We don't play this week, actually.
You're
we
off
play,
this week?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We play next week. We play Vinemont.
Awesome. So what's practice like on an off week? How do y'all been a normal practice or normal schedule, or do you get a little extra free time? How's that work?
This week.
Are you off today, I guess, since y'all are here? Did you just get practice?
No, we practiced in the morning.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Like, yesterday we watched film for an hour and a half, then we went on the field and just, like, conditioned to get soreness out and stuff.
Yeah.
Then today we just hit most of the time.
Which was his favorite.
James
over
loved
here.
It.
James was having the day
James
of
his
life.
James was his people that wasn't even playing. He's like, I got this guy.
I'm I got to him. Take their heads off.
I'm going
to
hit him.
Day.
I'm going to hit him.
Yeah. So, what is that
game?
Oh,
my bad, guys.
No, it's okay. What is that game that you look forward to the most every year? I know this is your first year, James, but what is that game that you like to circle on the calendar?
Probably Brindley Mountain because it's like a huge rivalry. And it's always, like, heated and stuff. It's always a good game.
Both newer teams, right? Both newer football teams.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James?
I'd say probably the homecoming game because there's more people showing up, you know. So it's a loud crowd.
A lot of fun things.
Yes, sir.
So speaking of loud crowd and stuff, I talked about this with a lot of athletes. How do you deal with your emotions, the nerves, the pregame? What is your pregame ritual? What is the thing that you do to get those nerves out? James, I think he just hit something.
James hit somebody. We know that.
Yeah. Like, there's a stick. I'm going to hit it. Right. But no, in all seriousness, what do you do to deal with those emotions? And followed up with that, what is your pregame ritual?
It's always like before every game, I'm always nervous. It don't matter who we play.
Yeah.
And just, like, after the first hit, it's just I'm fine. Like, all the nervousness goes away.
Do you deal with nerves, James?
Yeah, a lot.
You got how about this? You got any superstitions? You know, like, when I played, I would kind of get dressed in the same order every time and, you know, things like that. What about y'all? Do you have any superstitions that you do every week? Or, you know, it's got to look this way or be – what do you got?
I feel like
– listen to the same song every game, like that?
I always feel like – always listen to, like, just certain type of music before games. Like, like some days I just listen to music, but, like, before games I listen to, like, hype music to hype me up and stuff.
Yeah.
That's, like, every game day.
What's that song playing in your ear?
Probably just, like, any kind of, like, nightmares or, like, dreams and nightmares. That's a really good one. Or just, like, any song that will hype me up before the games and stuff.
Yeah. James?
Pre-game
ritual.
Pre-game. I listen to basically the same songs every week.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of like they're all, you know, get you like jumpy type, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so pre-games, yeah. I have like a playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all play other sports?
I play soccer in my off time. Nice. We don't have a soccer team.
Yeah, you just like pick up soccer? What about soccer. You?
Yeah, I play football and basketball.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
Probably, as of right now, football.
Whatever's in season.
Because his coach is currently listening. Yeah. Their coach is actually one of my good friends, Coach Harris from college. And but anyway, so let's talk about Coach Harris. Tell me what he means to you. What kind of coach is he? Kind of things, maybe statements he makes that you don't think you'll ever forget for the rest of your life.
Like, before every game, he always tries to hype us up. He always tells us that no matter who we're playing, that we got this. Just go put 110%, no matter what. And just, like, never quit. And he always tells us, he's like, we gotta have a heart of David.
Yeah.
And stuff. We gotta work, like, we gotta be a family no matter what and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
For me, it'd probably be when he always says, the scoreboard doesn't matter whether we're up 40 or we're down 40. Scoreboard doesn't matter. Give it your all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tremendous.
What's something, you know, football, sports has taught you that you think, and I know you don't know these for sure, but that you think in the future is going to be beneficial to you? You know, sports teaches us discipline. It teaches us, you know, respect, integrity, character, all those things. What's something you feel like you've learned in football that you can use the rest of your life?
I feel like I could use, like, the respect I've gained from football, like, mm-hmm. the how more mentally prepared I've become, like,
yeah.
more mentally strong mm-hmm. in football. And just, like, I know I can take more challenges than I would if I didn't play football.
Right.
And just, like, it helps me, like, feel like I have a family, like a family outside of my real family.
Yeah.
In football.
Yeah.
I like that.
What was the question again?
Like, what's something maybe you've learned in football, you know, whether it's, you know, discipline or kind of like he said, being able to push yourself farther than you thought you could, things like that, that's going to benefit you in other areas of life?
I'd say the discipline. Discipline yeah. will have a real, real factor into my life.
Being on time, being ready to go, all those things. Yeah.
It's awesome. Continuing to talk about role models, you're talking about your coach and everything. You said Patrick Mahomes, Blake. You said your dad, James. Talk about those people. Talk about those people who make a huge difference in your life.
I feel like just Patrick Mahomes, how he always hops up his team, and like how he tore, like he sprung his high ankle during the playoffs last year, and he kept on playing.
Yeah,
he kept on wanting to play to win the game for his team. I just like how he is all there for the team, and all he wants to do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, yeah. How about you? Tell me about your dad.
He's just always working, always wanting to provide for the family. You know,
yeah.
Never willing to stop.
It's good.
So he's always working.
Nice.
It's tremendous. Blake, I see, I guess it's your dream school, Oregon?
Yeah, I just like...
You want to be a duck?
I like the culture there.
Yeah?
And like, I just like how they do things there, and like their stadium and just like all that stuff.
Yeah,
just everything about them.
He likes the Nike factory.
That,
right?
That view too.
Yeah, the view is pretty.
Oh, not right from there. Altson Stadium or have you, if that's how you say it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Oregon, what's that school for you, James?
Probably,
dream college.
Probably be Alabama.
Come on, man. Todd, call him up. Let's go, Saban. Let's go. You'd be all about that, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Oregon is pretty cool. I enjoy their uniforms, their duck uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the ones they wore this weekend. I thought those were sharp.
I like the stadium. I do. I like that. Yeah. They do have a pretty cool culture.
James, you beatbox?
No.
Well, it says. Yeah. Oh, maybe it's the options that you put in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was the options.
I thought that was what you put in there.
That was the question.
And Blake, your favorite movie is Avatar?
Yeah.
What makes it your favorite movie?
I don't know. I just liked how it was just like, I never really watched a movie like Avatar before. Like, it was so long. Like, it was like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
But like, usually during movies, if they're really long, I'm not into the movie. But that movie, no matter what, I was always into the movie. It was just, it was a good experience.
Have you seen the new Avatar, the new one?
Yeah.
Have you talked about the new Avatar or the old one?
The new one.
I hadn't seen the new one.
I hadn't either. Mm-mm. Is it really good?
Yeah, I really like it.
3 hours.
The
I don't know if
preview,
I got
the trailer, whatever, looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow. So, and there's nothing interesting. You don't have any special skills?
I don't think so.
Okay.
James can beatbox.
James, let's hear it. Can James beatbox?
I can't.
No, I was just reading it was on the document, but it was where you gave options for it. And I thought he could. I was going to be super impressed.
I want to hear it. So, your favorite movie is Iron Man 2. Why 2?
I don't know. I just kind of chose something.
Just picked a movie.
I'm not
with the Iron Man series.
There's an Iron Man commercial on when he was filling out his paper.
Just randomly.
Is it because of Whiplash? Because that was, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The main villain in there.
They're racing.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke.
Yep.
Is that that one? Okay.
I'm not really big on movies, though, or TV shows.
Okay.
I just can't, sit there and just sit watch. Still. Yeah. I always have to be doing something.
Want to go hit somebody.
Blake?
It's all right.
What's your favorite movie, TV series, movies?
My favorite TV series of all time is probably The Flash.
The Flash!
That's a good one.
Barry Allen.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a good choice.
I like the old 80s version of The Flash. That's the one I watched. You ever seen that one?
No.
Yeah.
No, I want to.
The CGI wasn't quite the way it is in the new one.
No.
Yeah, but it was good. I remember as a kid it was on TV.
Man.
That and The Incredible Hulk whenever it was, what's his name?
Yes,
those Bruce, are both kind of, yeah.
Bruce Danner. I tell you what, we're going to start asking funny questions. So let me ask you this. Tell me the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you on the field.
On the field?
I say on the field. On the field at the practice, during the pep rally, whatever. Give us something embarrassing, funny, something like that, Jay. Things didn't go your way that day.
Probably getting pancaked.
You got pancaked.
Yeah.
Not Come you. On now. You're the one that's supposed to be hitting people, James. Just not me. Blake, tell me.
Probably just I don't remember what game it was, but I think I think it was last year against on junior high when I played junior high. I could have had a touchdown, but I tried to cut, and the grass was, wet, and I slipped.
Ah.
And,
no!
Yeah. It wasn't my best moment.
Tragic. Tragic. So, what do you do when you're not playing football, you're not playing basketball? What is that fun thing that you do?
Play soccer.
Play soccer? How about you, Blake?
I usually just, hang out with friends or, I practice football a lot. I want to practice a lot.
Yeah.
Or I just hang out with friends. Me and some of my friends should, go to the rec and play football.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Y'all play any video games?
As of right now, not much.
Not much?
I've kind of stopped for the past year.
Yeah. Awesome. And so, how many games do you guys have left?
Two.
We have homecoming and senior night.
Okay, and you're playing?
Well, we play Vinemont for homecoming, and senior night we play
Woodville.
Woodville. Y'all excited?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready? And so, when you're not playing quarterback, what position do you play? Wide receiver? Is that what I saw? Or?
I play wide receiver, or I play free safety on defense.
So what's better, to throw the ball for a touchdown or to be the one to receive the ball for a touchdown?
To throw the ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
More enjoyable. All right. What's your favorite thing? Have you sacked a quarterback?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
He's coming for you. What is it? Vinemont? Woodville, he's coming for you. You're going to be taken out. So anyway, you're defensive tackle, so you're on the inside.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Have you knocked out the running back before?
I think.
Yeah.
Once. It was against Gaston, the first game. Yeah. I kind of fell, but I was holding on to him and I slipped because it was wet.
Yeah.
And I kind of just dragged his foot back and he fell.
What's your favorite thing about this team this year?
Probably the leadership our seniors have. How our senior quarterback, it don't matter how bad we're down or anything, he still wants us to he wants us to still be hyped up. It don't matter how much we're down or anything. And just how much of a family we are, this team.
Yeah, what kind of things do you do to make that happen?
We just outside of practice.
Yeah.
Most of the people on the team, we hang out, we can build chemistry and we're always with each other.
That's cool. What do you think, James?
It's definitely the mentality, what I've seen is our quarterback, Jacob, he's always picking everybody up.
Yeah.
Make sure their head's never down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of the mentality.
Yeah. So, I know you got a long way to go, Blake. Is it junior or senior year?
Junior.
So, you got a senior year. What is your expectation for next year? How are you going to build off of this year?
Just keep building our chemistry.
Yeah.
keep getting better every day.
Getting better every day?
And doing the work off the field as much as we do during games.
Blake, you got a long time, man. Yeah. What are you going to do? What do you want to see happen over the next few years?
I just hopefully in my last 3 years of football, hopefully we make the playoffs for the first time and just make school history.
Yeah.
And just win more games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like.
Just big deal. So, and what, y'all 3A, 4A? What do you?
We're 3A.
3A. Okay. So, your favorite subjects, I thought you said math and history. Yeah, talk history. About that.
History is just really interesting, you know.
Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah, some parts are boring, but, you know, you get through them and you get into another interesting era.
And math? Talk about that, Blake. Why?
I don't know. I've always liked math. I just always
number.
Enjoyed
He's
it.
He's a number guy. He's a number guy.
It'd be me.
Kel, ask him one last question. We'll close up this interview.
Let's see. What is something you're asking for Christmas, guys? We're like 8 weeks away. We're 8 weeks away. What's a Christmas gift you want? It's coming off the wall.
Probably I'm going to ask for... I've been really wanted, like... I want some, like, AirPods or Beats or something
nice.
Like that.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably have to be probably some... I don't know. Like maybe some shoes. Some like Jordans or something.
Come on.
Can't be Jordans. I mean.
Do you have a pair of Jordans?
No.
Me neither. I mean, would like one.
I've heard they're great.
Yeah.
I've seen them on
people.
I had them when I was a kid. I had some of the original, the red and black 84 Jordans that were so popular when I was a kid. But guess what? I don't have those anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't make it.
I do have some Beats. I do have some Beats, though, so I do have that.
I would also I like one of those. Or
they're awesome.
I've been thinking I want an iWatch, you know? One of these things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a blessed person, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you get your Christmas wish list. Let me ask you this one thing I know I said as an end. Tell me, what's a statement you'd like to make to your team? What's an expectation or something you want to see out of them? Something that you want to build over this next year?
Just something that I want to do this year is I want to win our homecoming game and our senior night game.
Yeah.
And then for the future, I just want us to build the foundation for younger people behind mm-hmm. us.
Yeah.
And just be able to eventually in like 10 years down the road, Asbury's like a really good football school.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
James. For this year, just keep working hard. For future, just keep working hard.
Like it. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for the Asbury Rams. Thanks for being a part of this, and we're looking forward to great things in the future. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Enjoy your week off.
Thank you.
The Varsity Freestyle.
Hey, guys, this is your chance to win a five-person all-day pass to B&B Video Games. All you got to do is answer the question. You call in, answer the question. We'll give you two more. If you answer those, you're going to win. Nice. And don't be afraid to call in because we're like phone a friend and we have the answers. So it's a great situation. So, Steven, I'm going to read the first question and you're going to play the really cool thing. What is celebrated on February the 2nd and is also a film? What is celebrated on February the 2nd and is also a film?
Want to win? Call us now at 256-505-0885.
All right, we have Elizabeth with us. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are y'all?
We are fantastic. And we are glad that you called to play freestyle. And I believe you have this answer, don't you?
I think I do.
So let me ask you the question, and you can give us the answer. What is celebrated on February the 2nd and is also a film?
Candlemas Day.
What day?
Candlemas Day.
No. It's okay. We're going to give you another try. It's a fuzzy little animal that pops out of the ground.
It's a Bill Murray movie.
Yeah.
The Bill Murray? Yeah.
The name is the Animal Day.
It's like Earth Pig, but instead of Earth, it'd be something. Instead of pig, it'd be something else.
Groundhog.
Yes! Hey! Elizabeth, you're amazing.
First official try.
You are amazing. We are so proud of you. I think you're not going to struggle with this one as much, but...
Well...
What is the official national anthem of the United States of America?
Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to think about that one.
Oh, say, can you see?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Yes! I thought you had it. Number three. You got this. This one's for Kel also. I made this show about Kel. How many Lord of the Rings films are there?
How many Lord of the Rings films?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh. Not including The Hobbit.
Talking about the original.
The original.
Three?
Yes! Elizabeth, you got it, girl. Way to go. Way to go. And thank you so much for listening to our show.
Of course. I love the show.
Well, we're so glad you called in. I'm going to send you over to our producer, but man, you nailed it.
Well, thanks for y'all's help. I appreciate it.
Yes,
ma'am. Congrats on the big win.
That was sincerely amazing.
What was the first holiday that she said, though?
All right.
I don't even know.
Another Candleman's Day?
Candleman's Day? What is Candleman's Day?
Y'all like history, right?
Y'all, one of y'all ask your Siri what it is. What is Candleman's Day? Do we celebrate the making of candles?
She was right.
She was right.
I don't know,
Steven.
If it's a movie though. I don't know if it's still a movie
there.
Though.
If she's still there.
Cool. So you said, let's see, 39 Barks Street.
Tell her we said she was right about Candleman's Day.
It's a Catholic festival, and it's on February 2nd. It will be this year.
What are we celebrating? Candles.
It's also
the making of candles.
Also called the presentation of the Lord or presentation of Christ in the temple.
I know.
A Christian festival on February 2nd commemorating the occasion when the Virgin Mary, in obedience to Jewish law, went to the temple in Jerusalem to be purified 40 days after the birth of her son Jesus and something else. Now that's according to Britannica.com.
She was right, Steven.
Yeah. I got you.
She got Candleman's Day.
Candlemas.
We did not know that.
Existed.
But it was not made into a movie, so.
I don't think there was. Let me see if there's.
I mean, there's probably a movie. You're going to look it up on YouTube, and there's going to be a movie.
There's a Netflix
film.
So,
Elizabeth, we'd like to say we're
great
sorry.
Job. We're really, yeah.
I can do it on air. We blew it. I blew it. And I have never heard that holiday in my life. And there you were, all educated and stuff, yeah. Because we know you Siri'd it. But you know what? She nailed it. So, do y'all know Elizabeth?
So,
no.
This is free. According to Wikipedia, it has to be right.
We're learning
but
so much.
Groundhog Day and Candlemas, Candlemas Day, are connected.
No.
Kind of at the Candlemas Festival.
They bust
if
out
they
a
have
pig.
Clear, if they have clear weather on that festival,
no!
It forebodes a prolonged winter.
No!
And then apparently in Pennsylvania, they stole it and named it after Groundhog.
No!
So, I mean, that's kind of just the.
Elizabeth, you were so right! And we were so wrong.
Can we send her a free sticker or something?
Steven, I feel like she was like
some bonus.
Highly educated.
Okay. What's going on, man? Hey, you ready to talk some sports?
Glasscock, Greg, the man.
It's also known as Badger Day. Badger Day turns into Groundhog Day.
We messed that one up.
Well, I
was all like, no, it's not.
That didn't sound right.
But I bet you there's a documentary movie. There is.
Not a Bill Murray movie.
Not a Bill Murray one. That's true. Bill Murray does Candlemas.
Sounds like Festivus.
I will now use that trivia question more in my life than I have in the previous. So.
Right,
Candlemas.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you didn't know that.
No, I said now. Yeah. I've not used it, but going forward, if I ever need to win trivia, I'm going. That's deep in the bag.
That's your go-to.
Yeah. So like, what? And because everybody will get
and
Groundhog.
For the icebreaker. It's Groundhog Day. No, it's not.
Where did we steal Groundhog Day?
Candlemas.
From?
Candlemas.
And the prolonged winter.
That's all we need, right?
I feel so smart.
Yeah, you are highly educated.
I'm so much smarter now.
You. Now you guys know.
Yeah. So if you need to use that for trivia, you
every,
can too.
Every February 2nd, y'all be like, let's celebrate Candlemas.
Catholic holiday or Catholic festival.
We're not Catholic, but Candlemas. Right,
yeah.
Here we come.
This is where it originated, yeah. And then the Pennsylvanians. I'm not even going to try to say where that is.
I can't believe she like she had to Google that.
But it looks like, I think if you Google it.
What if she really celebrated?
She had to have known it. Because if you Google it, Groundhog Day comes up. If you just search February 2nd holiday, that's not going
to
be the first.
She legit knew. Elizabeth, we she need you to call back and tell us about Candlemas.
We need you to host this portion of the show
yes,
next week.
Yes, because we don't know anything about it, and you just totally introduced us to a new holiday. Steven?
Mm, sort of.
Yeah.
Can we celebrate Candlemas?
Why
this
not?
Year?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Well, how many candles
Festivus,
can we put in a
after the airing
studio of, as such?
After the airing of grievances.
Yes. Yes.
And you can move on into Candlemas.
Airing of grievances.
Isn't that from Festivus?
Is that Festivus?
Yeah.
What is that, Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even remember Festivus.
It's been a minute since I watched Seinfeld, but
it was good.
Yeah. Festivus is hard to forget.
Oh, Stephen, I have been educated today.
Mm-hmm.
It's all these two football players over here. Give me a lot. Have y'all watched The Lord of the Rings?
I never have.
Never.
Been a long time, but I have.
12 hours of your life right there. Half a day.
Three avatars.
Three avatars.
Four
it's
avatars.
An hour longer.
Yeah.
It's an hour longer than...
I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember watching them in theaters.
Really?
I wasn't there for a very long time.
For a weekend.
My mom gave me the extended version. Why do you need an extended version of Lord of the Rings?
What are the little bad guys? I don't know what they're called. The dudes that are kind of like, they put the face paint on
there.
They're
terrifying is what they are.
What were they called?
Orcs.
Orcs. Orcs.
Yeah, orcs.
Yeah, after them, I just really wasn't into it that much.
You're like, I'm done.
Yeah, that was a phobia.
You missed the second one where the trees actually fought.
I do remember that, yeah.
The trees fought. Like, y'all are dead now. The trees just got mad. You're going down.
Feels like that'd be accurate, though.
I mean, if the trees got mad. Now y'all are going to go watch Lord of the Rings. You couldn't make it, man. It's 4 hours.
Yeah,
four hours
you'd be
of movie. You'd be like, I'm done.
Hey, Greg, have you ever watched Lord of the Rings before?
No, I have not.
Greg! Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Don't you have 12 hours to throw away?
Nah, it just don't sound like my cup of tea. You know what I mean?
You know, if you like fighting movies.
I'm not really a big movie watcher anyway in general. Matter of fact, we went to the theater. First time since we've been, well, first time ever we've been to the theater together, and first time I've been in probably 10 or 15 years, we went to go see The Blind.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I definitely recommend that one. It was good, but...
That's about Phil Robertson, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm just, I don't know, never really had been.
Wow. All
right.
Greg prefers watching people play on a field.
And talking about it.
Yeah. It's kind
it's
of a big
fun.
Deal. Yeah.
Here we go. 7 seconds and we'll come up on air, okay?
All right.
All right. Brief hold.
Now, sports analyst Greg Glasscock.
Greg, we're so glad to have you with us today. You always enlighten us on the show and tell us what went down in Marshall County. So talk to us.
Yeah, we're winding down, and guys, I'm calling you today. We're up here in the Music City. I think this happened last year, too. We're up here for the Dove Awards tonight. I always look forward to that each year. So,
wow.
Here in Nashville. So after I talk to you guys, we'll be heading on out. But, yeah, we're winding down. Week 8 is where we're at. I know I say it every week, but it goes by fast.
Yes.
And things are really shaping up as far as the region races go. Of course, Gunnersville was off last week and had the huge game with Arab this week where they can sew up the region title with a win. I really think right now, of course, you know, Gunnersville, Scottsboro, and Arab in some order is going to be 1, 2, and 3. And
yeah,
another big game in the area, I think, to decide that last playoff spot is in Boaz Friday night. Mm-hmm. It'll be their homecoming against Sardis. And I think the winner of that will probably get the 4 seed, and the loser, along with Douglas, looks like they'll be on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Best I can tell. So Gunnersville really needs to win Friday, because they happen to lose, then there'd be that 3-way tie where them, Arab, Scottsboro would have all pretty much in some way beat each other, and then you get to the lovely HSAA's tiebreakers, and who knows, Gunnersville could go from hosting to actually having to go on the road possibly. So, you know, the way I look at it, if you control your own destiny, just take care of business and you don't have to worry about tiebreakers or anything else. So,
yeah.
It'll be a big week. Most teams will end region play next week. I know Gunnersville, this is actually last home game, also senior night. And then they'll finish up region play next week at Sardis, and then the last regular season week, that first Friday night in November, will be going to Albertville, which is still looking for their first win of the year. I listened to part of that game Friday night with us being off, and they came real close to beating Grissom, but lost 13-12. And then
wow,
Arab beat Boaz pretty bad. I want to say that score was like 63-35 in a shootout. Thought at first they might have been playing basketball.
yeah.
Real high spring game there, and then Scottsboro went to Sardis and won. So, and another thing, too, not football related, I believe it's this Thursday the 19th, volleyball has area tournaments. I know.
Wow.
In our area, Arab's girls are always real good. They're actually hosting. They'll play Scottsboro first game. Gunnersville will play Fairview and that 2-3 seed, and then the two winners will play for the area title. So that's going up later this week to, as volleyball starts to wrap up. And then, you know, this time next month, we'll be a couple rounds deep in the football playoffs. So,
yeah.
And then we'll be talking basketball probably during the next few weeks. So, some are winding down and some are about to crank up.
Yeah.
So, getting real interesting.
Here we go.
Good time of year.
Yeah, I love football. Love football. Well, Greg, thank you so much for calling. And next week we want pictures of you receiving your Dove Award. And so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I didn't get a nomination this year, so I'm sitting out. I've got enough on my mantle. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because they don't know you like we do. You deserve one.
Well, I appreciate that. So, we always enjoy coming up here, and I'm sure it's cool back home. It's very cool and overcast
yes.
up here. So, looks like fall and winter is...
they're colliding.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Well, Greg, thank you so much for calling us in and updating us on what's going on.
Sure thing, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hope y'all had fun. We tried to make you laugh. I really tried to make Kel laugh today.
You were successful.
This is the Kel Show.
Yeah.
Keenan and Kel.
That's why it spells my name on the like on the auto captions.
Yeah,
you know, K-E-L. K-E-L. Yeah. Times, yeah.
Do you like orange soda, too?
Yeah, I do, actually. So
you
that
do,
makes sense. I'm,
you do,
yeah,
you do, you do.
I'm okay, yeah.
Ooh.
Like, yeah.
Kel loves orange soda.
Yeah.
Next time he's here, make sure I get a big orange soda. Frank. I'm having these epiphany moments.
Epiphany moments. Yes.
I guess I'll be Keenan.
It's all right.
Who's one of the head guys of Saturday Night Live?
Like 17, 16 years. He's been there a long time.
I mean, he's on there. He's a funny guy.
He is. He's pretty talented.
You know, yeah, that... What was it? Nick at Night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, their movie Good Burger, I watched a bunch.
I watched it the other day.
They got,
yeah, there no idea.
There's a second one being made, supposedly.
No.
I've heard. I don't know if it's, I don't know if that's one of those things that, you know, like.
Who loves orange soda?
You see it.
Yeah, I love orange soda.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order, you know?
Yeah. That's, y'all have not seen that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Have you?
You have watched Lord of the Rings, but you've seen Good Burger?
I like
what
it.
What is
I
going suppose, on, man? Have you seen it?
No.
You've missed out on life. Sorry.
It is a...
Nick It Not.
Cinematic masterpiece.
What was that show? All That.
All That, yeah.
I enjoyed All That.
They come on around the same time as Are You Afraid of the Dark, like you were talking about earlier, yeah. Before the show.
Yeah, me, it's, I have a lot of ideas. They're not all good. But one that was good, Steven said it was good. How long do I got, Steven?
20
no, I
seconds.
I don't have enough time to tell you.
So if it's called X, what is it called when you sit, when you post one? Is it still called a tweet?
It's an X.
That's a really good question.
Like a sleep.
I've not heard that kinda. Clarified now that...
Me either.
You're done.
All right, here we go with Buzzer Beater.
The Buzzer Beater.
Hey, we're so excited that you joined us for the show. We've had a lot of fun with a lot of people today. Mm-hmm. And we can hear you crying through the radio. We know. The show's almost over, and you're emotional about it, and we are too. But we want to tell you where you can find us when the show's not on live. You can find us at Facebook.
Facebook at Varsity Radio Show.
On Instagram.
Instagram at Varsity Radio Show.
On the Twitter X.
At Varsity Radio 885.
Also over on TikTok at Varsity Radio Show and on YouTube at Varsity Radio Show 885.
And we're on podcasts. We're everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts. Also, Horizon Communications. You may be watching us now. We're glad to be here. Welcome. And also, the fuel of the Varsity, Charburger.
Charburger.
And all the guys sitting at this table had a Charburger today. And probably, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good.
It was amazing. It was amazing. It's home of the famous Char Grill Wildcat Burger, Philly Cheesesteak, and Jumbo Crispy Onion Rings, and B&B Video Games right by the Pizza Hut 80-style arcade in the back. Local video game retail store in the front. They have everything from Atari
That's
all the way up. B&B Video Games. Super cool. Hey, we want you to come back and join us next week. Same varsity time. Same varsity place. 88.5 JFM. We can't wait to see you. Bye, guys.
The Varsity Radio Show. Tuesdays, 2:30 to 4:30 on 88.5 JFM. Streaming live to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And live on the radio.